You're here for the study, I assume? Right this way. Oh, I forget you cannot hear my native tongue. I said hello, human. It is nice to have you in my presence. You look lovely. Does my appearance frighten you? You volunteered for this, did you not? But I know my features can surprise humans at first glance. The lavender skin, especially. And the tentacles. A bit interesting to get used to, sure, but I've received many compliments. And with the way you're eyeing me, you seem to have no qualms with the way I look. It arouses you. My, aren't you forward? Truthful, though. We do appreciate your help with our study. I know you are eager to sign up. And I have a feeling your data will be quite useful. Let's venture inside, shall we? Of course, a spaceship. How else were we supposed to get here? Yes, you'll notice I took care to make this resemble a human bedroom. Quite like yours at home, actually. But you may notice the recording equipment carefully placed around the room. I was informed this would not be an issue, correct? Good. It will preserve the data for future purposes. In addition, others of my kind will be able to view us without being present, allowing for your full immersion in the experience. So tell me, what is it that you enjoy? I could read your mind, but I'd like to know straight from the source. Would you rather I wine and dine you first, or are you already eager to tell me all your desires? Oh? How adorable. You'd want to be my little pet, on your knees for me. Oh, I can picture it so easily. You'd make such a cute puppy. Your leash trailing next to me as I walk. A little bell jingling from your collar, letting me know exactly where you are. I think I'd be all right with having a human pet this handsome. And praise. Do you want to be my good boy? Or how about my lovely slut? Ooh, I see the way you shivered from that. Darling, I can definitely call you that if you like. It seems you like being touched in many of the ways I enjoy as well. A sensitive neck. A wonderful place for little nips and licks to tease. And what do you not enjoy, dearest? I certainly don't want to make you uncomfortable. After all, this is about your pleasure. We're studying it. Okay, I will take those things into consideration. Now, I don't have to, but would you like me to read your mind? Just so I can find any hidden desires, of course. Maybe things you don't even know about yourself. Here, let my limbs wrap around your temples. Yes, I suppose it does feel a bit like a hug. You're the first human to find my tentacles comforting rather than terrifying. Truly a fan of alien creatures, aren't you? Well, I think you have good taste. Oh, and what have we here? I see. A desire to submit. One often hidden away. But now in plain view for me. You want to be used and dominated by me until I allow you to experience great pleasure. And that you will. I see your want, your lust, your need for me to tease you and edge you until you don't know if you can take any more. And then I'll finally allow you to come for me. Goodness. I suppose I must warn you first. I can get quite intense. Primal, I suppose, is what humans would call it. The urge to find a mate and bring them to pleasure over and over. Oh, sometimes it just consumes me. So, why don't we undress you, human? I'll help. Let me slide this off. Good pet. Now for your bottom half. And you're so ready for me. Your body just glows in this, well, artificial moonlight. I made it as similar as I could. Thought it would set the mood. Humans often like to do these things in the dark, do they not? Why is that? Do you think it's the anticipation of not knowing where their partner's hands will wander? Circling around that delicate rib cage you all have? Or trailing across to your chest, up to your neck, behind your ears. Such an unexpectedly sensitive spot. The small of your back. That's it, just melt into me, darling. Now, one thing that's fun about us is our sense of smell. So I suppose I should tell you now that I can smell your arousal. As if it wasn't obvious anyway. From the way you're trembling in my grasp, dear human. I have heard that your kind enjoys kisses, using them as an extension of intimacy toward one another. And that they can lead to quite pleasurable sensations as well. May I kiss you? Your lips are splendid. Really, even softer than my kind. I'd like to keep kissing you. All over your body, if I can. I know I said you were my pet, but what kind of master doesn't ravish a good boy with kisses before absolutely wrecking them? It would be simply neglectful of me to not cover every part of your body. We are studying your arousal, after all. And I know exactly what makes humans tick. I've studied your bodies with personal experience to back up my findings. You could say I'm a scientist of sorts. And I know that every kiss, like here, and here, is making you positively desperate for me. Does it make you quiver even more to know that you're being watched right now? Every reaction documented. Perhaps some of the others are enjoying themselves, looking at you under me like this. I think they'd like a bit of a show. Want to give them one, darling? Oh, that's it. Bring those hips up to me. Why don't I scoot over and give you some more room on the bed? Oh, you lovely pet. Look at what a treat I have waiting for me. This long tongue does come in handy sometimes. As do the tentacles. It's so easy to pleasure a body such as this when I have so many tendrils at my disposal to tease you all over. You humans aren't used to the stimulation of multiple limbs on your body at once, are you now? My mouth playing with you as I tease your nipples at the same time. Yes. Oh, grind into my face. You don't have to be gentle. I can take it. You'll be my good boy and get all whiny and desperate for my tongue, won't you? Of course I have to give you kisses on your inner thighs. And kisses here, too. Oh, is that too much? Good. I know it's just enough. Feel free to pull my hair. The curls make for a nice grip, don't you think? Oh, is my mouth that good? Are you getting close already? No. There's a lot more we need to do with you. For example, now I can test if your body has become more sensitive after being denied an orgasm. And these cute nipples sure seem to say yes. Hey, mark that down. Their bodies get even more responsive after being denied pleasure. I may have to repeat that and see if the results increase. Oh, just some notes for our research. Don't worry too much about it. You're doing a very good job. Well, in that mysterious glowing chest, there are some implements to assist us. You know, paddles, radiation guns that can be extremely dangerous to humans, some snacks for later. Yes. How do you feel about that? Well, that is an enthusiastic response. Here it is. Would you like me to use this on you while you're completely bare for me? Well, then just tell me where. The thigh is a good place to start. Now count for me, pet. Oh. Oh, you're doing so very good. May I move on to your ass? Oh, such a good boy. You're taking it so well. Are you sure you don't need me to go harder? Does it sting just the right amount? Oh, good. I can tell you're getting even more aroused from this, the way you're wiggling your legs desperately, your toes curling in pleasure. I might just have to give you that orgasm. You are earning it. Now, are you ready to feel me inside you? I can feel that perfect twitching hole of yours. I know you want it. Yes, these tentacles. Humans have been known to convulse around them and have trouble controlling themselves from the pleasure. Do you think you can take me? Oh, so confident. Lie down for me. We're going slow for now. Isn't that gentle stretch nice? And I'm already so well lubricated, too. They just slide right in. Comes with the territory, of course. You know, having tentacles. Not all of us do. I'm special. My kind are almost extinct. It's why I'm considered a rarity. Even here. Many humans would have signed up for this just to see me, if they knew I would be conducting the experiment. But you're doing this out of pure lust for monsters, which I can appreciate. You know. I'm glad you find me so attractive. You're quite stunning yourself, especially writhing around on the bed like that. I love having such a cute pet. Are you ready for another one? Oh yeah, I know you can take it. Oh, good boy. Let's give you the pounding you deserve. Oh, I'm feeling pleasure from this as well. Maybe not in the human sense. But my body aches in a way I cannot describe with words in your language. Oh, yes. Oh, wow. You really are good. What's it like? Dear, being filled up to the brim and clenching around me. That good, huh? Maybe I should step it up a notch. Oh, you hungry little whore, taking it all the way in. You look so good right now. And I bet if I use my mouth again. Oh yes, puppy. That's it. Mm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm. Good fucking boy. Mm. And get so desperate for me that you beg me to let you come. It's so pretty how your body is shaking and just begging to be used. Okay. That's good for now. Isn't it? Tell me what you want then. Do you want my tongue fucking you? Tasting every bit of you? My tentacles filling you up? Mmm. Good fucking boy. Mmm. I knew you wanted more. Mmm. You just had to ask for it. Ask for what you fucking want, and I will give it to you. Mm. I will give you everything you need, pet. Mm. 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 Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me pound into you even harder. Mm. Can you tell I enjoy tasting you? Oh, because you taste divine. I can't get enough. Humans are such a delicacy. I could keep you here with me all day and all night. Yeah? Oh, good boy. Your body is shaking. I can tell that you're close. That's it. Yeah, come on daddy's tentacles. Yeah, come for me. Squeeze me so tight that I can't help but Now you, human, are simply fantastic. Can I just clean you up? Oh.
Show's over, friends. Let me take care of my human.
Come here, darling. Are you feeling all right after all that? Good, good. I hope it was as pleasurable for you as it was for me. Yeah, come here, into my arms. We'll get cleaned up in a few minutes. For now, just bask in the afterglow. Look at you. You had sex with an alien. A tentacle monster, no less. At least, that's what they'd call me. In your world. I hope I lived up to your standards. Oh, And that's right. I do actually have snacks in that trunk that you saw earlier. No, I wasn't kidding. I know that you humans need your energy. And after that, you certainly might need to recharge. I'll bring you some water as well. You deserve all the comfort after making me feel so good. And we did get a lot of useful data for the study. In fact, I might just invite you back for a second experiment. How does that sound?